the basics of computer literacy. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. What are the essential bits of information we need to know about computers to make sense of our digital world? Dwight Silverman posed that question to readers of his blog. Their responses informed his recent column in the Houston Chronicle outlining the basics of computer literacy. Things like how to copy, cut, and paste text. Also,
how to use the mouse properly. The fact that a lot of people really don't use the right mouse button and don't even know that it does special things when you click on objects with it. How to get online. How to use a web browser and how to search. To me, search right now is probably one of the most needed skills if you are using the internet. I'm kind of amazed sometimes when I talk to people. I'll say, "Well, did you search for this?" And they said, "No, I didn't even think of it." Or if I did, I used these terms, and it wouldn't at all get you what you wanted. So a lot of people just really don't even know how to search.
All right, so what else are basics that folks really need to know?
Well, you really need to know what the basic nomenclature of the computer is. You know, you need to know what the difference is between your computer's memory and your hard drive. People still get that mixed up. You know, why do you need to know that? Well, if you're ever talking to somebody with technical support and they tell you how much memory, ask you how much memory do you have, you don't want to tell them, I think I have 500 gigabytes, because no, you don't. That's your hard drive. So you need to be able to communicate to get help. And so that's, you know, you need to know the names of things. You need to know where things are on the hard drive of your computer. I don't know how many times I've heard from people who have downloaded something and they said, I don't know where it went. Even though before they completed the download process, they were shown a window that, you know, gave them a chance to put it in a specific place. They just hit save and don't notice what that says. You know, these are the kind of things that get people into trouble and just get them frustrated with computing. And if they took a little bit of time and learned a little bit about the basics, it would be a much more pleasant experience for them.
Should they have to know these things ultimately? I mean, in a more ideal computing world, wouldn't stuff just work without people having to know how stuff works?
Yeah, that's kind of the Walt Mossberg mantra. You know, that computing is too hard for you and it's not your fault.
And we should just point out that Mossberg is the technology columnist for the Wall Street Journal, among other things.
Right. And that's all well and good, but that doesn't help folks deal with the situation as it is now. The reality of it is now is that it, you know, your computer doesn't know exactly what you want, and it doesn't just work. And so you need to have at least enough knowledge in order to get around those hurdles. Otherwise, you'll just be constantly frustrated.
Future Tense contributor Dwight Silverman. We posted a link to Dwight's column on computer literacy on our site, futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.